Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the Lexi Podcast, and thanks for tuning in. If you listened to last week's episode, I loved it. It was short, sweet, perfect, in my humble opinion. I've been in a really great mood lately. I have been traveling. I've been out and about. I constantly say that happiness walks on busy feet, and I have been go, 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 which can, you know, burn you out, but it feels good. I've also been doing this program called The Artist Way. I'm sure many of you are familiar about it. I will be talking about it for at least the next few weeks, if not the next 12. I would love to complete it. It's a 12-week challenge, but I'm just going to take it week by week and see how it goes. I just began week 2, just completing week 1. I have a group on my Patreon for The Artist Way. If you're interested in doing it and you want to have a little bit of community, you want to do it with me, I'm posting what I'm doing publicly on there. I'll put a link to the Patreon in the description box or the show notes, and then you can do it with me. Each morning, you wake up and you write 3 pages stream of consciousness. If you have a lot to say, write it all down. If you have nothing to say, just write, I am writing, I am writing, I am writing, I am writing, over and over and over again until you've completed 3 pages. Move on with your life. It's a really great practice. The second consistent task in the book or challenge is a 2-hour solo date. They call it an artist date. For my artist date, my first one, I went to the store and I picked out a bunch of flowers and then I went home and made bouquets. My grandma has been in the hospital. She's out now, thank God. I was really stressed. That is why I've been traveling. I typically live in Los Angeles, but my whole family is on the East Coast, and being in a group chat, hearing, okay, Lola's not good. Lola's not good. She's going to hate that I'm talking about this. She already told people not to say anything. She never told me not to say anything, but I have run my mouth. I made a TikTok making the bouquets. I was like, my grandma's in the hospital. I'm stressed. I was worried. She's fine. She's going to be okay. She's kind of iconic. Like, she was moved from the ICU to a physical rehab and she has to do exercises. This woman's like, I don't own sneakers. I don't own workout clothes. Incredible. Like, iconic to not even own a pair of sneakers. Because why would she? She's too fabulous for them, but we pick some out. So now she has a pair of her own and can't say that anymore. Whew, I just ran out of breath a little bit. From Virginia, I went to New York. There was actually 2 stops in Pennsylvania. Not that that probably matters to you, but went Los Angeles, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Pennsylvania, New York, and I was going to leave New York on Monday. It's currently, what is today? Tuesday, September 24th. Was going to leave in a week, and I already just know that it's not enough time, so I'm going to cancel my flight and extend. I'm here for a wedding. My friend is getting married at the Plaza. The Plaza! Are you kidding me? That's every woman's dream. I don't even have a dream wedding, and I would like to get married at the Plaza. I'm thrilled to see what it's going to be like. It's my first adult wedding. Cannot wait. Lily, if you're listening to this, stop. Skip 2 minutes ahead because I'm about to talk about your gift, and I don't want to have guilt about spoiling it for you. I wanted to get her something glamorous. She's really a casual girl, so I love that she's taking this opportunity, her marriage, to be bougie and have her Plaza wedding. I think it's going to be iconic. She's a little bit of a stoner, so we're going to have an edibles and smoking station. There's going to be milk and cookies. I'm really excited for this sort of high-low combo. Am I getting sick? What's going on? I sound a little out of breath. We're just going to have to run with it. I'm currently staying in Greenpoint, and it's my second morning here. It's been a little gloomy. It rained yesterday, which typically I'm a sunshine-loving girl, but it's September, and it's perfect. So I'm just soaking it up. I went to McNally, got myself a little book. I'm pretty excited about it. It's called Go... What is it called? Go, no. Say go a third time, Lex. It's called The God of the Woods. And I just started it yesterday. It takes place in 1975 at a summer camp. This is page 2, so I'm not spoiling anything. This is the premise. Counselor walks in. She's like, okay, there's 9 bunks. 1's missing. Who is it? Oh my God, it's Barbara. Where's Barbara? That's where we're dropped in. And I think a murder mystery is going to be nice for the fall. I want to make a Lexi Lombard fall episode the same way that I did for summer. My summer, or summer to me, is about being outside as much as possible, being in a bikini as much as possible, being at a beach or a pool as often as possible, catching those rays, feeling the sun on your skin. And fall, I feel more like a black cat. I've entered my black cat mode. My hair is really dark right now. I did a glaze and it's nearly black. I'm sure it's gonna fade, but I'm not opposed to this sort of black hair that I have going on right now. It's crazy to think that I was platinum blonde like a year and a half ago. It disgusts me. I saw some photos and I was like, girl, you really did that. Good for you. You wanted to be blonde. It's just funny how a lot of us, myself included, operate in overcorrections. Platinum blonde, the brightest that you can go. And now my hair is essentially the darkest that you can go. But I like it. I also purchased an eyeliner. Oh, I didn't even tell you what I got Lily as her gift. This brings me to the eyeliner because I went to Chanel. Let's start. I think a Chanel compact is such a great gift to get a girly. It's glamorous. It's classic. It's nice to display, but it's also functional. So I wanted to get Lily a compact. I arrive at Chanel. They don't have any. I was like, okay, well, we can do a little lipstick. Let's get her a balm. Let's get her a natural, my lips, but better color. Found that and decided to opt for a hand cream. And then I was watching Addison's Beauty Secrets with Vogue video, and I saw her using a Chanel lipstick. I took a screenshot, found the right one with the help of a great employee. Shout out Joshua at the Greenpoint or Williamsburg store. Thank you for putting up with my blurry screenshot. He's like, we can figure this out. Went to go check out. My total was like 300 something, and I was so confused. That lipstick was $130 something. So instead, I found a very similar color for $45 and left and went on my merry way. Then I figured I would just stop in and see if they had a compact because they were going to get a shipment. Went back, and then I saw this plum eyeliner, and I had seen this girl on TikTok with it, and I was like, this is perfect. This is what I want. So it's going to be a fall of eyeliner, some darker red and berry lips and cheeks. I'm obsessed with Addison's makeup right now. I was just telling her, I was like, it just looks so good. It looks so good. In the spring, I had a bright coral cheek and lip. And then in the summer, I really went red. I was wearing a red lip 6 out of 7 days of the summer. Even if I didn't have makeup on, I would still put on a little red lip. And I want to do that just a little darker. For style, I want dark hair, boots, mini skirts, leather, suede, fur trim. I like the crisp air. I'd like to visit a place that I've never been before. I just want a moodier fall. I want to be reading murder mysteries. I want to tap into the Scorpio energy that's coming up. We're in Libra season. It's actually Tyra's birthday. One of my best friends was born 29 years ago today, September 24th. I can't believe I didn't make that connection when I was looking for the date. I obviously know that it's September 24th. This girl, let me give an opportunity to shout out to Tyra. She is one of my best friends in the whole world. She has immaculate taste, okay? She's hilarious. She looks like a supermodel. She's one of the best friends that anybody can have. She's so generous. Ugh, I love that bitch so much. I love that bitch so much. And I live with her, which is really fun. I'm so glad that I get to spend my youth living with one of my best friends. It's really fun. I was at a coffee shop today because I have some free time. It's been very nice. It's unusual for me. Well, contrary to what I was saying at the beginning of this episode where I was go, go, go. I mean, I was flying to Pennsylvania immediately, like getting work, gathering things, getting it done to drive down to Virginia. And then when I was in Virginia, I truly have not had a day where I woke up and from the second my eyes opened, I was nonstop until it was time to close my eyes and go to sleep. Where we were just running errands all day. There are so many things when someone's sick and they're being moved, that, you know, Lola's house is also being renovated. There was just a lot of moving parts and a lot of things that needed to get done. So then when I arrived in New York, I wasn't putting too many plans. I did go to a women's circle that was a little witchy. It was for the fall equinox that I will tell you about in a second because I know there's going to be girlies that are so interested in it. But I didn't want to make any major plans when I arrived in New York. I knew I had the wedding and I knew I had this circle. But besides that, I wanted to give myself a little time to explore and go at my own pace, whatever that was going to look like. I have, you know, my friends that I'm going to see. I want to have at least a workout or two with Jane K. Simmons. Beyond that, I knew I was going to do a little bit of shopping. I've been here 2 days, been to Chanel twice. I got myself a little suede jacket from Dobbin. I did try to barter and they're like, no. She said, no, we just got coats. Whereas like if I was trying, you know, if I was trying to purchase a bathing suit and it clearly is not bathing suit season, I would probably get a little bit of a discount, but it's not even officially coat season. I understand. I didn't really think that through. I just thought that it was maybe a little bit higher of a price than it needed to be. I also saw someone mention that Goodwill is starting to notice the complaints. If you're a thrift shopper like myself, Goodwill has risen in price astronomically. I mean, I remember in 2017 when I moved to New York, I saw that the Goodwill on 14th Street had a $12.99 rack. I had never seen that. Any small and suburban Goodwill that I'd ever been to, nothing is $12.99. I mean, maybe you could get a nice coat for like $30 or, you know, a leather jacket for $30. Now the leather jackets and coats are $80, $90, $100, $150. The prices are insane. A Dickies backpack that retails at $20 being sold for $20, it's nuts. And I had watched this girl, I forget her username right now, we're mutuals on Instagram, but she had made a reel about talking to a Goodwill employee. And the employee said that Goodwill corporate has noticed and keep complaining. But I don't mind giving an extra $25 to Dobbin Street Co-op. They helped me furnish my apartment. I mean, I paid for the pieces of furniture, but their selection is great and their business I want to keep in business. So now my women's circle. Fall Equinox was on Sunday. And I have a couple friends here that are very into celebrating and honoring the different moon phases, specifically the new moon and the full moon. My friend is becoming an herbalist right now. She's incredible. She's working with mugwort right now and learning a ton about that. And so she had invited me to this circle. So I landed. I don't know if landed works if you take a train. I arrived in New York Saturday night, went to sleep, woke up. Four girls and I drove upstate about 2 hours away. I don't know upstate New York very well. We went to this big warehouse. We were all sort of under the impression it was going to be outside and it wasn't. That's okay. It was this big loft. It was a huge space. And we began stretching, doing a little bit of yoga, some movement, introductions. Our introduction was a contradiction about ourselves. It was really interesting to watch women go around. There was probably 40 or 50 of us saying things like, you know, in my daytime, I work as a therapist and psychiatrist, but I'm also crazy. Or I love going out. I love being around people nonstop, but I savor my alone time. I said that I have an energy that's really sweet and gentle, but I also embody a lot of masculine energy. Another girl said that she's a vegetarian, but she works at a steakhouse. And we all have contradictions within us. Someone else said that they're a really sexual person, but they also feel incredibly naive and innocent. So that was our introduction. And then we did some stretching. It was pretty free flow, which I personally like because my body might need a certain part stretched that someone else might not need. So I liked that. And then we did an exercise. What was the third one? Oh, the sacred rage ceremony. That one was a little cuckoo bananas, but the one that I was most excited for and realistically, probably the one that I got the least out of. So it's funny how that works. And the one that I was dreading the most ended up being my favorite. For the sacred rage ceremony, we got the pretty quintessential speech that I think women get a lot is that, you know, the angry woman or the woman in despair, and we were just given a chance to shake out and actually sit with the anger. I, during the beginning of it, was completely numb. I don't really know what to do with my anger. It's a feeling that I don't know how to feel, so it probably was very necessary for me to give it the time and space to be felt and released. But it was a fairly short ceremony, and within 30 seconds, we had women wailing, screaming, like screeching, hitting their chest like monkeys, roaring. I was looking around and not to judge, but I guess I was judging, but I was mad at myself for judging because I thought, okay, let's let these women feel. You don't know what they're going through. But then I was also thinking they tapped into, but maybe they're just more in tune with their emotions. I don't need to judge. I was judging. And the second half, I decided to tap in and I started laughing, but it wasn't because I was laughing at anyone in particular. It's just yelling and screaming into a pillow or yelling and screaming into the air. The like ha 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 sounds just came up. So that was sacred rage. And that took a lot of energy. And the next part was a sound bath. I fell asleep completely. My friends and I were sitting right by those sound bowls. That was lovely. I was feeling really relaxed. And the next thing you know, I'm waking up. It was incredible. And then we had partner work. And partner work, I was really not interested in opening up and telling a stranger my issues. I've had ceremonies like that in the spiritual realm. Not, what would I call this? Like the spiritual community, I should say, which is a topic for another time, because the spiritual community, all communities, it's a topic for another time. But I've been to events before where you share with someone what's going on and they share with you what's going on. I have supportive relationships. I have people in my personal life that I speak about these things to. This is not something I am holding in. So I just really didn't, I wasn't in the mood to share is what it is. That is not what these exercises were. I ended up getting paired up with the three other girls that I was there with, so that was easier. The first exercise I'm going to implement into my real life, you ask someone how they are three times. The first time they respond with words, the second time they respond with a sound or a movement, and the third time they expand upon that sound or movement. So you could say, Lexi, how are you? And I could say, I'm good. Then you could say, describe how you feel. And maybe I like wiggle my toes and my fingers, or maybe I shimmy, or maybe I do a little soft glide. And then they say, Lexi, how are you, for a third time. And I just keep going and I feel and emote through motion of how I'm feeling. And I liked that. That was fun. There was a second exercise that's escaping me right now. And the third one was an exercise on the act of giving and receiving. Giving and receiving is a lesson that I learned either at the beginning of this year or the end of last year when I was at my gym and there was a Thai massage class, and I thought I was going to be receiving one. Maybe I thought I was going to learn how to give myself one. I was partnered up with a stranger and he and I had to give each other full body Thai massages. I'm talking in between the toes. I'm talking the glutes, everywhere. Inner thigh. He had his head in between my thighs. And I really learned a lesson in giving and receiving. I find it so interesting how you can see or feel rather whether or not someone is comfortable giving or comfortable receiving, especially through something like massage. I could feel when this man began massaging me, he was nervous. He was timid. I could feel it through his fingers. And by the end of it, he was far more comfortable. And even still, I could also feel myself at the beginning. I was tense. I was nervous. And we did something similar at this circle where we set a 3-minute timer and you would ask your partner, you would say, is there something I can do to make you feel good? And it could be something that involved touch. So it could be a hug. It could be hold my hands and look at me. It could be, I said, give me back tickles because that feels so good to me. My friend wanted her temples rubbed and her neck. And of course, consent's involved. So you could say, no, I won't rub your temples, but I'm happy to rub your neck. One of the examples that the demonstrators were demonstrating, one woman wanted fingers on her neck, like the front of her neck and her chest. And her partner said, no, I'm not comfortable with that, but I'm happy to put my hand on your heart. I was paired up with one of my friends, so I was gladly there to rub her temples and her neck. And then she rubbed my back and my arms and my scalp, and she had long nails. It was amazing. More of that. It's crazy that you can get a massage, but there's no place that you can go to get sort of like back scratches. I'm like, that's just what, I'm like, I guess that's what like moms, aunts, grandmas, and cousins and close friends are for. Like, it's got to be a familial thing. But sometimes I'm in the mood for that. But that was fun. Also, because there was a 3-minute timer, that felt like a good amount of time to allow yourself to receive. Because I'm guilty of this, where I will feel guilty receiving the back scratches. I don't know what to call them. Back tracing, back tickles. But knowing that it was 3 minutes, I'm like, okay. Like, I don't feel guilty having my friend rub my back for 3 minutes. And then also, I'm a little guilty of feeling like I need to do it first. That way I earned it, you know? Or if I'm the second to receive it, I have to, how would I say this? I'm paying attention to how good of a job they're doing. That way I can make sure I do just as good, if not a better job. Does that make sense? And those are things worth unlearning. All in all, it was nice to spend a day with my friends. It was nice to do these activities that are very natural, but so uncommon. Getting a massage from your friend, that's something that feels so good both ways, but we just don't do it that often. Or maybe you do, maybe you're really great at it. So that's what I did on Sunday. And then Monday I woke up. What did I do first thing Monday morning? I slept in. I slept in yesterday and today. I needed it. But let me tell you, I have beat myself up about it because I was so good in LA waking up towards the end of my time there, like 7:30, 7:45, 8:15, which is good for me. If you're someone that wakes up much earlier, you might be like, 8:15 is sleeping in for me. Girls, I wake up at 10. If I can, I'm a Pisces ass bitch. I can get my 10 hours and I can do that easily. And I've been going to bed at maybe midnight or 1, waking up around 10, 2 days in a row, but I needed the sleep. I'm trying to be gentle on myself. Is what it is. After I'm done recording this podcast, my friend's picking me up and he's taking me out to dinner. And another friend, her and her boyfriend are moving to London and she's having a going away party. So I'm going to go to that tonight. I don't know where we're going for dinner, but I trust him. He never steers me wrong. So except for when he does, and then I call him out for it, and then he doesn't steer me wrong for a long time. Let's look at questions though. Let's see what you guys have been asking. But first, a word from today's sponsors. Earlier this summer, I made an episode about financial freedom, and I think investing and saving are so incredibly important. I really believe that financial freedom is the only freedom, especially as a female. There is nothing like getting to be in charge of your finances. And investing can feel intimidating, especially when people don't know where to start. Many people think you need a ton of money to invest. Investing often gets put off because it doesn't seem urgent, or you're busy and you have little time to research and manage investments. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing in your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. I want to thank Acorns for sponsoring today's episode. If you are interested in saving and investing and making a positive impact on your finances, head to acorns.com/Lexi. That's acorns.com/Lexi. Or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Lexi. I was invited to a wedding at the Plaza. I could not be more excited. The color scheme is black and gold, so I can get a long black dress and I know that I will wear that again. But if maybe you're given a color scheme like desert neutrals or blue florals, you might not be wearing them as often, so it feels a little bit tougher on the wallet to be like, okay, here's $275 for a dress, and I don't know if I'm ever gonna wear it again. Birdie Gray is about to be your new favorite. They believe that everyone in a wedding should be able to look and feel great without breaking the bank. And weddings are expensive, not just if you're the bride or a bridesmaid, but even a guest. So that's why all of their bridesmaid dresses start at just $99. You can pick a color, and then they have every silhouette. You can do off the shoulder. You can do a little tank top. You can do, just take a look. They also have a stunning collection of budget-friendly little white dresses, all under $150. They have something for all bridal events, from engagement photos to bachelorette, even the honeymoon. Best of all, Birdie Gray offers free fabric color swatches to nail the perfect bridesmaid dress look for the crew. And just for my listeners, the first 5 swatches are free. Visit www.birdiegray.com now to get your first 5 swatches free with code LEXI. That's BIRDYGREY.com and find your perfect palette.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Starting off with something I feel so confident in answering. Mady Armstrong asked for my go-to shoes at the moment. If you go into my Instagram, I have been wearing the same thing all summer, which is basically brown boots, mini shorts, and a tank top. I have a couple pairs of boots. I probably have 4 pairs of boots, but this summer, in maybe like end of May, June, I got these boots called the Blaze pull-on boots from Free People. They are such high quality boots. I wear them so many times throughout the week, every single week for months. There is not a single bit of damage. And I have purchased shoes that are the same price. These are like $250-ish, like maybe $260. I have plenty of shoes that I purchased for $250, maybe even $300. And the first 1 or 2 times I wear them, something happens. The quality is shit. These are such good quality boots. I love the shape. I love the color. I love the size. Those are 100% my go-to shoes at the moment. So much so that I brought 3 pairs of shoes on this trip. I did this whole trip in a carry-on, which let me tell you, I used a little carry-on suitcase and a carry-on tote. First time ever using this carry-on tote. Incredible. It's from this brand called Dagny Dover. There is a laptop sleeve. There is a detachable... Did I say that weird? Detachable key ring, mesh pouch where I kept my wallet and my keys and my headphones in there. So easy to access. It's a little duffel that if you unsnap the buttons on the side, it turns into a tote. There's a luggage sleeve. This thing was fantastic. I posted a link to it on my Instagram and I didn't say what size. I got a couple DMs. I believe it's the size large. It might be the extra large, but I'm pretty sure it's the large. Wow. I already told my cousin this, but I want to get everyone one of these bags for Christmas. I'm obsessed. But the point that I was trying to make is that I brought 3 pairs of shoes here. A pair of heels for the wedding, a pair of ballet flats, and these boots. I love them. I'm going to wear them out tonight. For my little dinner and party, I'm going to do my black Miriam Nasir mini skirt, a little black top, this brown leather jacket from a Paris, and then the Free People boots. Call it a day. Also, I love that I'm able to podcast while traveling. This is going to make traveling so much easier on me. So I love that this microphone was small enough and compact enough to fit into a carry-on. Tashi Baker asked, how do I grab life by the balls? You say yes. You say yes as often as you possibly can. When a friend says, do you want to go to the beach? And you sort of had this plan to sleep in and mosey around the house, watch your TikToks, maybe make a coffee at home. Screw that. You can do that anytime. Go to the beach. You won't regret it. And doing stuff makes you feel good. Not only is it fun, like the act of actually doing the thing feels good, but you feel good about yourself when you're doing things. Like the act of living life feels incredible. Another way to grab life by the balls is say yes to last minute invites. Sometimes we like to plan. This is sort of jumping off of the example that I gave just a second ago, but I had a friend, for instance, who asked me if I wanted to go to Vegas to see a football game. She gave me half a day's notice. We were going to leave the next morning. Yeah, let's go. Let's absolutely go. That sounds like so much fun. And it was. And that's a memory for the books. Also, the more variety of things that you do and the more often you do things, it's going to slow time down. If you're doing nothing day in and day out, you're living the same day, a year is going to fly by. Someone's going to be like, what have you been up to this year? You're like, I don't know, just same old, same old. Whereas if you're saying yes to a ton of things, you can be like, oh my God, I just went to a football game. I was in Santa Barbara for the weekend. I've been going to the beach most weekends, playing dominoes on my deck. I was going to Painter's Pool every Thursday. I just finished the ACOTAR series. I'm about to go to New York. You know, be busy. And suddenly someone's like, oh my God, has that been your year? And you're like, no, that was my August. Yasmin wants to know what my favorite hobby at the moment is. Unfortunately, rock climbing is on the back burner now because I sprained my ankle pretty severely. And now I'm both physically scarred and I'm a little mentally scarred. That was pretty scary. I took a pretty bad fall. What is my hobby right now? I'm really liking doing the artist's way. Creativity is at the forefront of my brain and it hasn't been in a while. And I'm really, really involved with my journal. I'm always involved with my journal, but I am becoming a daily, multiple times a day journaler. I haven't been like that in a long time, and that feels really good. So journaling is my hobby at the moment. Lots of writing, lots of writing. Yasmin also wants to know, how many books from your reading challenge have you ticked off? I don't think it's changed since last week. Let me go to StoryGraph. I'm always asked if I have Goodreads. I had Goodreads until you guys told me to get StoryGraph, and I like that one more. My reading challenge for every year is the amount of years in the century. So for example, in 2020, I read 20 books. 2021, I read 21 books. It's 2024, I'm reading 24 books. I've read 18. I'll go through them quickly. I began the year with What I Talk About When I Talk About Running by Haruki Murakami. Then I read Think Faster, Talk Smarter by Matt Abrahams. Then Black Friend by Ziwei. The Center by Aisha Menazir Siddiqui. Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey, Becoming Supernatural by Joe Dispenza, Nettle and Bone by T. Kingfisher, The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel, Choke by Chuck Palahniuk, Dolly Parton's Song Teller by Dolly Parton, Why Men Love Bitches by Sherry Argov, Death Valley by Melissa Broder, Calling in the One by Katherine Woodward Thomas, A Court of Thorns and Roses by Sarah J. Maas, A Promised Land by Barack Obama, A Court of Mist and Fury by Sarah J. Maas, A Court of Wings and Ruin by Sarah J. Maas, and Letter to the Americans by Jean, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. If there's one thing you can tell about my choice in books is that I read for no other reason than curiosity. I read ACOTAR. I'm technically on the fourth novella right now. Couldn't fall into it, but the first three were easy to get through. I read that because I was curious. I was like, why is everyone talking about this? I love Barack Obama. It's an election year. I was curious. Every bitch and their mother was reading Why Men Love Bitches. I was curious. I've always been interested in money. I read The Psychology of Money. I was curious. I found some girl on YouTube that loved fantasy books. She ranked Nettle and Bone as her number one book of the year. Read it. Wasn't for me, but I was curious. That's why I read. I'm not looking for an escape. I'm not looking for anything, truly. I'm just curious. Ailey asked, if you could experience life through someone else's lenses, who would you choose? Probably a baby. Or maybe like a baby about to be born. I want to see what it looks like in the womb. I want to see what the first few moments of life look like. But yeah, I'd want to see what the early days of life look like when you just enter the world. Ailey also asked for running tips. She just started her running journey with the Nike Run Club app. I love the Nike Run Club app. Coach Bennett got me through, single-handedly helped me with the grief of my mother. I kid you not. Grief and long-distance running go hand in hand. I cannot tell you how many people, including myself, take up running when they lose someone. You need to exhaust yourself. And long-distance running is such a good way because you have all this pent-up energy and you don't know what to do with yourself. And just putting one foot in front of the other over and over and over again feels really good. Now that I've healed a little bit more, I can't run the same way that I could. But my God, it was great. Running tips. First and foremost, run slower than you think. Truly. I'm always amazed at how much farther I can run and how much faster I end up running towards the end of my run if I start off slow. If you start off even at a relaxed but sort of fast pace, you're going to burn out. You want to start so slow that someone could be walking the speed of your run. If you're just starting, have your mile time be like 15 minutes to start off. If you're trying to learn how to run, work on breath, form, I would really recommend the guided runs. They have professional coaches that really teach you things. So you're off on a good start, and good for you for running. That's a great, healthy activity. Rel Wegner asked for Lexi Lombard fall staples. What does your perfect day look like right now? Okay, staples. I have a dark pair of denim jeans. Love them. They're Levi's. I'm going to have my little plum eyeliner from Chanel, my little berry lipstick from Chanel, my iron supplement. I fucking love it. I forget what it's called right now. Lifeblood by Heart and Soil. I should really tell my management how much I love that product, because God, if you're low in iron, this iron supplement is no joke. It's literally made out of spleen and liver and white and red blood cells. It's the real deal. It's also expensive, but I pay for it gladly. Like, the way that I feel is so significantly better than how I feel without my iron. So it's worth it. The Artist Way is a fall staple. My journal and a nice pen. A book, obviously. A mini skirt. Boots. Still trying to figure out my hair. I posted a TikTok because people love to share their opinions on the internet, specifically TikTok. And I was feeling a little unsure of what to do with my hair. So I said, girl, you know where to ask. Ask on TikTok. And I think I'm going to maybe just do clip-in extensions because I want to have long hair. I do. I have fine hair. I always have. I always will. Both my mom's side of the family and my dad's side of the family have fine hair. It was inevitable. My parents told me that from day one. They're like, as soon as we knew your mom was pregnant, we knew the baby wasn't going to have a lot of hair. Which, sure, a little annoying for my head, but my arms, my armpits, my legs, like, they don't grow hair very fast. So when I did laser hair removal, it worked like that. It was so easy. Fall staples. This is just a general staple. My slip pillowcase. It's sort of a leopard print. It's pink. I travel with it. I'm lying on it right now. Wired headphones. It's still a little warm. I like wired headphones when it's hot outside. I'll do my AirPod Maxes once it gets a little cooler. But I get too hot in the AirPod Maxes, even though they're incredible. It's the first plane ride in so since I got them that I didn't bring them with me. And those are a real staple for me. I can't be fucked. I'm already traveling 4 different locations. They do add extra weight. I have to make a choice, and I'm bringing the wired ones because those weigh nothing and take up no space. You know what's also going to be a fall staple? Body butter. I'm staying at my friend's house, and she has a body butter. It's just a basic one from Trader Joe's. It's incredible. It's incredible. I moisturize my face 2 times a day religiously. I sometimes will go a day without moisturizing my body, and my skin on my body is so dry. And I think I just am a little bit, I don't know. There's some sort of sensory issue I have with certain lotions or like the experience of it. And this particular body butter is really nice, and I enjoy putting it on. So I've been putting it on 2 a day, and my body is so nice and smooth. So that's going to be another one. What else? Artist dates. I'll make a Lexi Lombard fall episode, and I'll be more concise and more thoughtful because I'll have time to think about it. But definitely Black Cat energy. A little bit moodier, a little bit sexier. Summer me was bright, shining, twirly, youthful. This is more sultry, sexy, moody, darker. We have both sides in us, so I'm just channeling this side. Paula wants to know, what type of wedding dress do you see yourself in someday? This might surprise you. Unless you know me very well, then this won't. I have no clue. I've never given my dream wedding some thought. Weddings have never been that interesting to me. I'm really excited for the wedding that I'm going to this week because of that. I'm like, let's see what weddings, when I know the person and I'm a similar age to the person, let's see what that's all about. Because in my head, I'm doing a little city hall eloping and hopping on my honeymoon. and I want it to be intimate. I was just talking about this to my friend this morning, how I hope that my engagement is really intimate and really romantic. I would love if I had no photos of it. Maybe. I say that now, but I really, at the moment, like in the space that I'm saying it in at the moment, I really do believe that. I want it to be really romantic. I want it to be something so special just between me and him. I always like hesitate now saying me and him. What if it's a woman? I was at a coffee shop today doing the artist way, and the artist way is really a conversation starter. Let me tell you, I had this gorgeous girl ask me, well, she's like, is that the artist way? I've done that before. And she was with her dad at the coffee shop. The three of us got to talking. I loved it. He was making the point how the men, he was an architect, and the guys that he worked with versus the girls that he worked with, they would all be the newcomers. And the guys were so immature. Then he left on a phone call and the girl and I just got into it. She's like, I know that I could be like sexually free. Trust me. Like, I don't know why I want a man. I was like, me either. But I feel you. We're also discussing how politically they're really pulling women more liberal and men more conservative. And they're just pulling us farther and farther apart with who they're targeting. It's like, we have things in common, guys, I promise. But it seems so hard to see. This is not the point. The point is, I don't know what my dream wedding dress would be. I don't know what my dream ring would be. My wedding ring, the plaza sounds great. That sounds fun. I'm curious to see it. I have no clue. I don't know. I'd be bullshitting right now if I gave you an answer. This is another question from Toshi Baker. She just turned 20. Happy birthday. She said, what would you tell me? When I was 20, I was so in the thick of trying to prove to my family that I was nothing like them. I'm so different. I am so hopelessly unique. I'm doing my own thing. I have a septum ring. I have my hair chopped off. I live far away from you. I thought I was being incredibly mature. I was being so immature. My 20s were so awkward. Specifically, 18 to 21 were really, really awkward years for me. Those were where a majority of my growing pains were. So if you just turned 20, I would say no need to try so hard. Also, you might think you're quote unquote old because it's the oldest you've ever been and you just entered a new decade. You are a baby. Trust me, you are a baby. And there's no way to conceptualize how young you are because we are in our own bodies and every single day is the oldest that we've ever been. Therefore, we think we're old. But remember, if you live till you're 100, 20 is such a small part of it. You are new in the experience. So I would say relax. There's no need to stress. You might have career pressure. You think that you need to have it figured out. You don't. This time in your life is for exploring, entertaining new ideas, saying yes to experiences. In some ways, I know I said that they were awkward for me, but you sort of have to test out the different identities that you were interested in just to see them on, you know, just to try them on for size. And it's funny how the older I get, the closer I become to where I started, you know? I feel a lot more related to my childlike self than I did when I was 20. And I feel a lot more similar to my tween self than I did when I was 20. I just had to see where the edge was and test everything out. But I think you can do it a little bit more gracefully than I can. My years around 20 were not so graceful. So learn from my mistakes. Morgan Lombard, she said, what's poppin'? Girl, I'm here in my New York apartment. It's not even mine, but it feels like mine. I said this in the last episode. I will call home wherever my stuff is. If I'm traveling and it's a hotel, that's home. If it's my friend's house, that's home. Let's go home. It's technically, sure. If I was saying I'm going to go home first, I'm talking about this Brooklyn apartment. I'm not talking about Los Angeles. So I'm just sitting here in my room. And I'd love you to visit, Morgan, if you've listened to this entire episode. Drive up from PA. Come say hi. experience fall in New York. I love it. September is one of the best months of the year. If you were born in September, know how lucky you are. This is the best month to be born in. I would say May and June are very, very close seconds. June's probably my favorite month of the year, but I love September. Just know that you're lucky, okay? That's all I have for you guys. That's our episode, guys. I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this episode, let me know on the podcast app. Rate it 5 stars if you feel so inclined. It would mean a lot to me. And I want to thank you all for tuning in every single week. It means a lot.
If you are a member of the Patreon or you're interested in hearing a little bit more about The Artist's Way, I'm going to do an extended episode regarding week 1 and week 2.
I also have a little story time from a slightly deviant night that I just had in New York. So if you're interested in that, keep on listening or click the Patreon to continue. Other than that, I will talk to you guys next week. Thanks for listening. XOXO, Lexi.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.